Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I was up on beautiful Lake Texoma, up on the Texas-Oklahoma border, the Red River there. Most of you know about Lake Texoma, the striper capital of the Southwest. I was up there fishing topwater baits with my buddies there at Striper Express. Bill Carey, many of you, whether you're listening in Kansas or Oklahoma or southern Nebraska, wherever, eastern Colorado, I bet you fished at Texoma. The topwater bite is awesome. So we do have Mr. Bill Carey. I thought he could shed some light, maybe help you plan a little getaway to catch some of these stripers. Bill, thank you for being with us, buddy.
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land.
Yes, man. I want to tell you, I've been an old hook and bullet rider for 30-some-odd years, and I've had a lot of fun fishing a lot of places. This past week, that topwater bite up there with your son, Chris. Folks, Chris has been guiding for years. That's Bill Carey's son. Awesome guide. We caught the day. Well, you saw, you helped clean them. I mean, wow, that was one of the most fun fishing trips that I can remember in a long, long time. And honestly, the best topwater bite on the biggest stripers that I have ever experienced. It's how long will this topwater bite go, Bill?
We'll go another couple weeks, and then we're going to switch over to the surfacing action, because that is the blind casting on the shallow bank, run up on the banks.
Yeah, we were doing that, and just, of course, I'm sure every bank is not red hot, but Chris was there the day before, and the day before that, we got to a bank and started, like you say, just throwing these big, the Berkeley Chopper, I think is the name of that bait, little tail spinner on it, and pencil poppers, but whatever we threw, those stripers were hammering it. So this is going to go on a couple more weeks, and then the surfacing action out on the big lake will take place, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Right now, it couldn't be any better. Folks, we're getting ready to record, and we've got 10 boats out today. Chris called and interrupted us. He said, 53 fish in an hour and 21 minutes.
It was good. I couldn't imagine it. Well, that's phenomenal. When I was with folks, I was fishing 2 days ago, and I'm still excited about the way it turned out. It wasn't that hot, but my gosh, it was about every fifth cast you'd be hooking up with a striper. But this is going to last for another couple of weeks. This blind casting up shallow. And then the shad and the stripers are going to disperse to the big part of the lake, and that's where you're going to start out in the morning still with topwaters, right?
Yes, sir. They get out in that big water, and they get in huge schools, and they push bait balls to the surface. Then the shad can run, but it can't hide, and they splash, and they bust the bait on the surface. You can see them for miles.
Well, Bill, let's help some folks. That's the whole crux of today's show is – Texoma is a destination for many of our listeners. Folks can go to striperexpress.com. That's the best way. If you would like to leave a phone number, that'll be just fine. Leave a number where they could give you a call. I want some folks to get out and have some fun. And we've all been cooped up a long time, and we're all staying safe. But out on those open expanses of Lake Texoma, it's social distancing at its best. How do they call you, Bill?
Well, y'all can call us at 903-786-4477.
That's awesome. And, Facebook, folks can connect with you on Facebook, too, can't they?
Oh, yes, sir. Great videos, folks. Check us out on Facebook, Striper Express Guide Service.
Well, Bill, thank you very much, buddy, for being with us. I've got an article, the newspaper article I write. Many of our listeners know it runs in a total of 42 newspapers, but we're going to post this on our website here at High Plains Public Radio, and folks can tune in and read the article, too, and listen to you and I talk. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you being with us very much.
You betcha.
Folks, that wraps us up for this week's show. Remember, catfishradio.org. You can go there and contact me if you have any news from your neck of the woods. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all my night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.